Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees.
KCI, mobile standby.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees.
KC8YVF mobile.
KKCI mobile on our way.
Good morning, Jeff. Kind of foggy. It looks like I got a little spit and something on my windshield this morning, and rather cool. So, not a real pleasant morning so far, at least weather-wise.
Well, it's 30 degrees when I woke up. That's better than that 0 and 10 degrees that we have been seeing. So we'll say that the cold's a little less, but yeah, she's got a little drizzle, but nice ride in. Nice ride in the town, so it's doing good. Lots of them four-legged creatures. Looks like they didn't have a very good luck last night crossing the road because they're all over. But other than that, it's a good morning when we got up.
All right, then. Yeah, we just heading in here, so it'll be about 10 minutes before I get out to Freeland. Just coming out to M47 to head north. So got kind of a little late start. Should be there about a little before 8:30. I know somebody's probably already there, but everybody gets there kind of early. But that's good as well. So have a safe ride in. We'll see you when we get there. KC8YVF.
All right, Ron. Not a problem. We're just crossed 46 and heading on Miller Road up, and then we'll jog over to head 47 and cruise up in there. So we'll see you in a little bit. Be safe. KCI, we're out.
KC8,
be away.
Good.
Go ahead.
KC5BL.
Watch out for the four-wheeler stuck in the middle of the F-47 there by Bean's Apple Orchard there. Right in the middle of the intersection. Right in the middle of the turn lane there. This guy with four-wheeler stuck there. KC8, be away.
Okay, I will be on the lookout. I just pulled off in Weiss on the 47, so we'll be looking. I know the the deer are out there and moving around, getting ready for winter. I should have already been ready for winter, but still shuffling around out there. And even this morning, not a good time. So we'll be looking for them. We'll see you up in Freeland here, KC. Might be up.
Hey, thanks for the heads up. We, it's the opening day again of muzzleloader season, so that's the other reason why they're probably moving around again to get some hunters back in the woods, so be careful. We'll see you in a few. KCI, sitting on the side.
Yeah, at one point I heard the DNR was going to extend it to basically all of November to try and cut down on the deer population. And I know that I went to work a couple of weeks ago, and I was on I-675, and there was about an 8-point buck laying in the middle of the highway somebody had got. So that's an expensive way to get your deer for the year. A little less expensive with one shot from a gun rather than the front end of your car, but they got a nice one, and it wasn't there long. Somebody came and got it. They probably, you know, fresh killed it to the beef, plus they had a nice trophy head for it if they were going to have it mounted.
Yeah, that's what I seen on the way home last night. The old wrecker was en route, and police was sitting there. Somebody already smashed one last night on the way home, on my way home, I should say. So, yep, the buck pole at the car repair guy. That's another buck pole that we all have to keep in mind. But, they're just out moving around. Gotta eat with all the snow. It's nice and hard, so they're all just looking.
Yeah, that's the only thing you can do is watch out for them. Hopefully you never get them. I got a friend that sure has got his quota. I lost count. I know he totaled 2 cars in 1 year. And I got to say he's got at least 7 or 8 over the years with his vehicle. So he's taking mine. So I like it that way. So keep it that way. He lives out in rural Ionia County, and boy, it's like you said, it's any night, and he works second shift, so he's coming home late at night, and they're out there, and said he's caught him several times. So, all right, I'll be in Freeland in about 2 or 3 minutes, so we'll see you guys there. It's the YBF.
Sounds good, and I just passed the Sandlot printing, so now I know where it's at. Hey, KCI, we'll be sitting on side, and we'll see you in a little bit.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees.
KA9S. XH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy, 30 degrees.
KAKCI Mobile, standing by.
Oh, station calling. This is KA9SXH Kilo Alpha 9 Sierra X-ray Hotel, KA9SXH. Name is Terry. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. This is Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India, K8KCI. Good morning. This is Chuck. And I guess I got a little surprised that I'm talking on your old radio, actually, the ICOM 2300H.
Hi, Jeff. Have a good radio. You're reaching all the way over here to New Berlin, Wisconsin. How about that? Yeah, there might be a little bit of technology involved there, but anyway, here it currently is sunny, and from where I am inside the house, I don't see a cloud in the sky. I'm currently doing a little kitchen stuff, and then I'm going out to walk my dog for an hour or so, get a little air. But anyway, back to you. KA9SXH.
Yeah, well, we just left our little awards breakfast for the club, and I was talking to Dave, and he informed me that's where that radio came from, and we appreciate that. So, got some money donated to the club. That's how it works, and yeah, the radio's very nice. We appreciate it. But it's 32 degrees here, overcast and gloomy. And yeah, that's a pretty good stretch if we can hit Wisconsin from this side. Of course, there's lots of water there in the middle, but I'm sure the repeater's doing a little bit of work, but you know how that works. So other than that, yes, we're going to go to the grandson's basketball game here this afternoon. So that's what we got on the agenda. KCI, back to you.
All right. Well, I would expect that by the time I get done walking my dog, which usually takes an hour or so lately, I'll be ready to sit down for a while, and then I may do a little bit of shopping this afternoon, perhaps, but not real sure on that one. Otherwise, I got all my stuff to do right here in the house, etc. We got a little bit of snow on the drive and walks here, and my adult grandson took care of it for us. So, and maybe an inch. Could have done it with a leaf blower, but he shoveled, so it is. And other than that, currently speaking to you from an Amazon Fire 7-inch on Echo Link, of course, and working well. On the radio scene, my recent newest radio is a Alfen UV9G. So, interesting radio. Comes in a box, just like, say, an ICOM or any of the big names. And it puts a radio that feels just like one of them in your hand for, very, very small fraction of what one of them costs, for sure. KA9SXH.
KA9FXH, I think I heard. My memory is about, that short, too, so... If I got that wrong, I apologize, but we'll get her down yet. But yeah, I got a I actually bought a Radtel HD, and I have to say the same thing. It worked pretty good. Programming's a little different. This shows that it states 10 watts, but it's more like 7.5, but it also, with the antenna hooked to it, you can also get the HF band, so it receives HF. So that's kind of a little added feature, but I like it. It works good, and we just have to get everything programmed into it by hand, and that's nothing bad. That gives us something to do and something else to learn. So we're happy with that ourselves, and we really like it that the battery plugs into the same plug my phone does, so that's a whole lot easier charging. KCI, back to you, Terry.
Oh yeah, that charging part is really important, as well as the connectivity. And of course, all of our little devices without that little bit of electricity don't do much. I see a lot of them are coming through these days with you being able to charge them with a USB-C port, and I wish they'd make something like that standard, even if it has a charging cradle. That's a feature that is pretty nice if you're not there. And I think I'll make this my last transmission to get on with my morning here. My dog is kind of rearing to go out. We spend a lot of time outside together, even this time of the year. I got all the gear and the technique from a lifetime of working outside. Don't know how that happened. never did like winter, cold weather, etc. But that's how it goes. You take care. Have a great day. Thank you for the contact today, and we'll catch you again. This is Terry, K-A-9-S-X-H.
Well, that's great. I appreciate it. This is KCI, K-A-9-F-X-H, I think, but I'll get it down pat yet. But yeah, you better get out there before he starts twisting his back legs. You know what happens then. So he's probably ready, and you're probably ready. So yeah, we all know about the old outside. Even when I'm driving, I got my car hards in the back, just in case. You just never know, and there ain't no sense being cold if you have a problem. So. We'll let you go, and nice talking to you this morning. We'll look forward to talking to you again. So you stay warm over there and be good, and happy holidays. This is Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India, K8KCI, saying we'll be clear.
K-A-9-S-X-H.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 30 degrees.
KCAPWD.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 29 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 24 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees.